Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, A Fourth Beatitude.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Be dressed for action, and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them alert, blessed are those servants. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I must beg your patience today. Let me say it is not my intent to exclude anyone as you are listening. But I live in the United States. Thus, as I hear these verses from Luke, given to us in the liturgy today, alongside the reading from Ephesians, I cannot help but hear the echo of trampling feet of the thousands of Hondurans, Guatemalans, and others marching through their lands and Mexico in order to knock on the door of the United States. This migration and refugee reality is throughout the world. Ephesians reminds us, there was a time when you were without Christ, a time when you didn't know the covenant of belonging to God and each other in God, a time when you were without hope, a time when your world, your sphere of consciousness and action was without God. But now, by the blood of Christ, both are made one, and the wall of enmity is divided, broken down by the blood of Christ. I'd like to suggest that maybe these verses from Luke's 12th chapter today offer one more beatitude to be added to the first three Luke's Christ enumerates in chapter 6. Again, with the echo of the thousands of marching migrants, we hear from chapter 6, blessed are you poor, blessed are you who hunger, blessed are you who weep. And today, blessed are those servants who are alert so that they may open the door when the master comes and knocks. The United States has a long history, maybe a prideful history, of calling ourselves a Christian nation. We also have a long history of genocide of our indigenous peoples, of slavery for economic benefit, and marginating minorities. Thank God, God does not give up on any of us. Thank God for divine mercy. Be it the Western world or thousands of Central Americans marching hungry and thirsty in hope, or thousands of Syrians leaving for Turkey and going to other countries. Thank God for God's promise that kindness and truth will meet, that justice and peace shall kiss, and truth literally will be springing out from the earth. Thank God. Now is the time to be the servants vigilant for God's coming, to wake up from being lulled into a sleepy, safe, me and Jesus gospel spirituality and righteous nationalisms. Here's our choice. Is this going to be a time with Christ or without Christ? Do we choose to belong to each other in God or not belong to each other? Do we hope only for our own good or the good of all? Do we believe Christ's blood makes all of us one or not? It is our choice. As servants dressed for action with lamps lit, we are willing to see the other no longer as strangers and sojourners, but as members of the same household of God with ourselves. Or, our choice, we can hide our lit lamps under baskets woven with "not my problem," "too big for me to do anything about," and "don't mix politics with Jesus." Wherever we are today, whether it be the United States, Australia, Turkey, Britain, Eritrea, Cuba, France, Lebanon, wherever we are, may we choose to be dressed for action with our lamps lit, ready to serve those who at another time we may have seen as stranger and alien. For now, it is a different time, and we hear our Christ as he speaks, "Blessed are you poor, blessed are you who hunger, who weep, and blessed are you servants who stay alert so that you may open the door when I come and knock." Thank you for your patience. Thank you.